7:19, we have emergency triple team traffic. Any improvement at all, Andy?
Well, yes, there's a little bit of improvement, but really only on the crash site itself, southbound I-15, Layton Parkway, right before the on-ramp merges on. That's where the crash is, but they've moved it all the way over to the right shoulder, so now we're just waiting on slowdowns that start at about Clearfield High and go all the way down to Layton to clear out. If you stay on the main line of I-15, just to get from Antelope Drive to Layton Parkway is going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that. And we're starting to see a little bit of slowing southbound I-15 in Kaysville near the on-ramp, but none yet in Farmington, Centerville, or Bountiful. Eric Butler.
Got general I-15 northbound slowing happening right now from the Bluffdale exit all the way up to Sandy. The thickest spot is right at 114 south, looking at the camera right now. That's stop-and-go traffic. Further up north at in Midvale, just before 7200 south, and also at the south interchange, are also going to tap the brakes there as well. Len Thomas?
On your way smoothly on the 215 east belt, but Foothill Drive slow from I-80 toward 1300 south. On the west side, Bangor, like a rubber band, is bogging. It kind of stretches and then it contracts. Slow from 3500 south to California Avenue. Also 5600 west from 3500 south up to the 21st South Freeway. Public notice, huge piano liquidation. Don't miss this opportunity to save thousands. 3 days only, Thursday through Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at Southtown Expo Center. Every piano must go. No reasonable offer refused. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.